Like, will you make it the way that ended? You guys battle back tonight and night.
Yeah, hard fought, clean game. You know, Cole looked really good. Bullpen really good. You know, they were good at bats in the ninth. You know, Glazy's ball, you know, missile right to Freddie, made a nice play. And then, you know, you got a dangerous guy when you got Will Smith that comes in the box and swerves out there. I thought he had good stuff, you know, really quick first out. And then, you know, got a pitch that he barreled and able to get out the other way. So, you know, if you get beat the other way in that scenario, it's not easy to stomach, but at least you can live to sleep about it a little bit. But he put a good swing on a tough pitch. I didn't see the pitch, but clearly it hurt.
What did you see in the top of the ninth inning, and specifically from Bogarts and on Bogarts' double? Did you think there might have been a chance that Lockridge could have gotten around and scored there?
You know, it's not a big park, you know, and Pahe has a good arm, and it looks like he got over there pretty good. So, you know, we've got one out. We got a fast guy at third. So, you know, inning was Arise gets it started. Took advantage of a miscue. Sheetsy, great at bat. And then Bogey, you know, good for him. You know, that was a big at bat, man. He laced the ball into the gap. And, you know, with one out, we got a guy at third for contact or anything in the air, the contact guy with the Glacius. Then, you know, as far as the decision, I didn't have a problem with it.
How big was that start by Steven to get into the seventh?
Really important. You know, I mean, again, they dinged him for, you know, three right at his ship. Kept going, was able to get out there, get into the seventh. Started to get away from him a little bit. You know, you're down. It wasn't much of it. It was a little bit of a stretch for him, you know. Looked like he lost it a little bit with the walk to Muncy, who, you know, is not going to chase. And, you know, the cutter got away from him. So you can see it started to get away from him a little bit. Was able to, you know, retire Edmund, and Wandy came in and cleaned it up. So nice job by Wandy. Great job by Morgan to keep it right there.
I heard you guys have had the lead every game for about 3 weeks, and then kind of the middle portion of the game oftentimes has it. What is happening in there? Besides facing good pitchers, what's happening in the middle of the game?
Yeah, we're going to face good pitching. It's the big leagues. What's happening in the middle of the games? I think it's a combination of we didn't have, you know, a lot of games are won in the fifth and sixth. They can be won in the first. They can be won in the ninth, clearly tonight. So, but the fifth and sixth, a lot of times where the, you know, game turns and you get to high leverage guys. It's really two things. Either we've gotten a lead, but we haven't been able to add on. You know, I'm talking in general. You know, there's been games that have been different, but we don't want to add on. That's part of it. And then, you know, when you're playing close games and you give up a run or two in the middle, it comes back to hurt you.
After tomorrow, you don't see them again for 2 months. How urgent, critical, to get out of here with at least getting one, just from a mental perspective?
I mean, look, I understand the question completely. You know, yeah, you want to get one tomorrow. And you know, regardless of the outcome tomorrow, our team will be mentally just fine. Okay? We'll be just fine. You know, we have hard, in a hard-fought series, hadn't gone our way. We expect to come out tomorrow and shake hands. And that's what we plan to do, regardless of opponent and every night. But we know we'll be in a good spot and are in a good spot regardless of how tomorrow comes with our psyche.
This was obviously a tough stretch on the schedule, knowing kind of who you're facing in the number of games,
right,
the number of time. The results recently haven't gone your way. Is that a product of, you think, that tough stretch in schedule in just baseball, or is there something kind of need to change to get it going?
It's a good question. You know, I the schedule is a schedule. We've played tough schedules, been a part of tough schedules, been a part of, I mean, individually, you know, made a team at 55 games in 43 days. So I still made the playoffs. Not going to alibi to a schedule. We play the schedule. As far as turning it around, you know, it's when you play close games and you don't win a couple, you know, it really hurts. And when you string a couple of those together, it doesn't feel great. Again, I will not alibi the fact that end results are what's important here. Not close. But I'm also having enough experience, trust, belief in our group, and know that this game is can be unforgiving, to know that, you know, it's really a couple balls here and there that go our way. We're in here talking about how well we're playing. you know, literally in the same baseball games. But the scoreboard at the end doesn't lie, and have to answer for it. But have complete confidence that, you know, yeah, we'll get those bigger hits and add on in the fifth or sixth. We'll get those shutdown innings in the fifth or sixth. And before you know it, we'll start to reel off, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 series in a row that we win, and we'll be in a great spot. So right now we haven't as consistently on this road trip. And, you know, there's not a guy in there that is happy about it. It hurts. But I'm also can tell you there's not a guy in there that hasn't a doubt either, including the guy sitting in his chair.